Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
To TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, July 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of folks are going to be joining us. We got a history lesson in the second half hour, 10:30 to 11. I tasked Rusty Chatfield, historian, pastor, lifelong, I guess, living his life for history is the best way to explain it. Between the history books, autobiographies, biographies, the Bible, very learned man, I tasked him with looking into Kamala Harris's parents. Downstate Kim sent me a meme saying they were not citizens of the United States when Kamala Harris was born. Therefore, that makes her an anchor baby. So, is she even eligible per our Constitution to be elected and serve as President of the United States? So, that's what I tasked him with. Hopefully he studied up on it and will be prepared to deliver his opinion 10:30 to 11 in today's show. Now, you know, the election this Saturday, tomorrow, 9 days of early voting starts in person. Yes, from 9 to 4, your local polling place or a location within your county will be open July 27, tomorrow Saturday, through Sunday, August 4th. Then they have the day off, August 5th, preparing for Tuesday, August 6th primary election. But 9 days of early voting starts tomorrow, folks, on Saturday. It runs through Sunday, August 4th. Very few people voted in the presidential primary during the 9 days of early voting, Everybody we're talking to, knocking on doors here in Antrim County, everybody is voting on August 6th. And is it going to be even that big of a turnout? Dog days of summer are finally here. 80 degrees, 82 degrees, 84 degrees, 86 on Sunday. Can't wait to go to Frisky's truck rally from 4 to 8 up there in Petoskey. If you want that flyer, text me, Frisky. But here's the bottom line. Low turnout could work to our advantage if we get the vote out for our candidates. If the grassroots conservative patriots get out the vote and vote for our candidates, we win. It's basically that simple. Well, one of those candidates is Josh Saul. He's running for Congress in the August 6th primary against Congressman Jack Bergman. I have personally endorsed him in this race. We're going to talk to Josh Saul, in the next segment. Get to your questions if you have any. Text them to me right now, 231-360-5140. We'll have Josh Saul on in the next segment to answer those questions. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you believe in the power of
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is Josh Saul. He's running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Trucker Andy. How you doing this morning?
Are you to the point where we are that we cannot wait for August 6th to come and be done?
I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword because on one hand, I wish I had another month to knock as many doors as I can and meet as many people as I can. But on the other hand, my body's trying to give out on me. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I got the exact same thing. My left ankle is strained. I've got tendon strains from walking and not talking and putting up signs, knocking doors and talking with people. We were at the fair yesterday in Antrim County. And man, I got to tell you, walking around the fair, talking to people, yeah, it gets a little bit arduous on the joints. And I can only imagine how many doors do you think you've knocked down in your campaign?
I couldn't tell you. We haven't been counting. It's easily over 1,000, but we've been on the road quite a bit. So luckily, yes, I've got the benefit of not being able to feel my legs. So when I get those achy joints, it's not a big problem. But my back is definitely not happy with me at the moment.
Not happy right now. Now, you're going to be at some events today and tomorrow. I want to make sure I mention those because Saturday we're doing our event, but you're doing an event on Saturday as well. So tell the folks where you're going to be in the next couple days.
Actually, the event that we had on Saturday over in Alcona got canceled, so we were planning on coming over to your event tomorrow.
Oh.
So, yep.
Okay.
I'm going to be getting my tickets today, and our team will be heading over there, and we'll be up there, and I'll even have my wife and baby up with me tomorrow. So.
Oh, good. I'd love to meet them. Oh, man, that's great. Well, yep. One of the things that we're looking at is getting the word out, and this is, I think, very critical. I explain to people the weather, how nice it is, you know, 82 today, 84 tomorrow, 85, 86 on Sunday. It's dog days of summer. And they're projecting, Josh, that if people don't vote early or had gotten their absentee ballots already, it could be a very low turnout on August 6th in person. And I said, you know, if you factor that in, that actually is in our favor. Because really, the people that are informed, engaged, educated about the candidates are really going to get out and vote for our grassroots conservative patriots. And this could be bad news for the establishment folks.
Oh, for sure. You know, they've put their bet on being able to put their mailers in everybody's mailbox instead of having to come out and talk to people. And the thing I found is that's not something that really motivates or animates people to actually go out and vote. But if you can go into a room, look people in the eyes, and give them intelligent answers to their questions and treat them like they are important and responsible adults that deserve to have their questions answered, then people will crawl over broken glass to vote for you. But if you just send them mailers, then, you know, if it's a convenient day, they'll show up. But if it's not, then maybe they won't.
Yeah, maybe they won't. And I know a lot of people have this throw out the incumbents kind of mentality, fed up with everybody. Washington, sure. D.C., you know, State House, people are just fed up. And I think it's the timing of this couldn't be better. What are you hearing from the folks that you do talk to? You provide answers. They ask you questions, their concerns. First of all, let's do it this way. What are you hearing still this late in the campaign as the number one issue, number two issue that people are talking to you about?
Number one issue is and always has been the economy. People are hurting right now, and there's a lot of other things that are going on that can distract from that. But at the end of the day, the ability to be able to provide for your family and give them the quality of life that they deserve is always and at the front of people's minds. And that's one of the areas where, unfortunately, our incumbent has been the weakest. You know, he's one of the most fiscally irresponsible members of Congress between his earmark spending, between his personal expense reimbursement, and, you know, when you just look at the fact he's on the budget committee while our debt has doubled while he's been there, that is a direct failure of our representative to act and to achieve the goals that he said he was going to achieve and to live up to Northern Michigan and conservative values. So that's one area where people have been really upset and disappointed to learn that our representative has been so irresponsible with our money. And the other area right now, especially since the assassination attempt, that everybody is really concerned about is the complete lack of accountability in our government. And that's what I launched my campaign on. You know, I'm a disabled veteran who came home and realized that the rights that I was fighting for weren't being protected. And now we're in a situation where we see that not even the president of the United States is safe, because we have a government who has failed to act, and even the Secret Service director finally resigning after testifying before Congress, to me, is wholly inadequate. We need to impeach her, like they set the precedent for Donald Trump, where it doesn't matter whether or not you've left office already. Sure. Impeachment is something that prevents you from being able to hold federal office again and would have impacts on her pension. And I think that we need to do that, because if you're going to sit over the most embarrassing failure in our Secret Service's history, and then when asked questions about it, say, I know the answers, but I'm not going to tell you, that is a wholly inadequate response. And the people of this country are sick of the government acting like this, which is why so many people disengage from the system, you know?
Right, exactly. You know, on that point, though, Josh, you know, we still, like you said, didn't get any answers. She simply resigns and thinks she's going to walk away, you know, and not, you know, respond any further. But there are other things that Jack Bergman could have done. He did nothing. We pressed him to call for her resignation, call for answers. He heard from us. A couple of people even responded to him when I put the call to action out. But basically, where has he been as far as even a press release or a statement about it? Absolute crickets. Haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah, it's been really disappointing, and unfortunately it's not unpredictable, because his history is exactly this. You know, one of the things I've been telling people on the campaign trail is the reason that you send a 3-star general to Washington, D.C. to represent your district is so that way when something like Afghanistan happens, they know the people in place, they know the levers that they can use to be able to achieve accountability within the military system. That is the reason that you send somebody like that. And so to date, there hasn't been a single person who's been disciplined or fired because of that. So the way that I look at it is either he agreed with their response or he's ineffective in achieving consequences. And either way, the American people are done with that. We need to start having consequences when people step out of line, because the only place that you can go and be incompetent at your job and not only not get fired but continue to get promoted is in the government. And that's right. Why we're in the situation that we're in, where our government's so inefficient, ineffective, and feckless.
Well, one of the things that I was pressing people to say to them is, you know, demand answers, demand that, you know, she answers the questions. She chose not to. She resigned. Again, no comment. But here's the most important part of it. It's impacting Donald Trump's rallies. He had a rally just a couple of days ago down in North Carolina. And instead of being outside in the open air, where, you know, you've been to these events, Josh, you can get tens of thousands of people outdoors. You don't have fire code restrictions. You don't have, you know, people overheating inside a building. He was forced to hold that rally in North Carolina indoors because of a recommendation she made and the Secret Service made to Donald Trump. Don't do any more outdoor rallies. And I think that's a way to limit his people showing their enthusiasm. The news, TV cameras being able to show, you know, tens of thousands of people outdoors at a big stadium and things like that. I mean, this failure, I think, was actually part of their strategy to restrict his ability to campaign.
I think that might be part of it, but I think when you put the split screen on stage, you know, Kamala Harris is going to struggle to be able to fill gymnasiums at local high schools where Donald Trump is filling basketball arenas. And so I don't think at the end of the day it's going to have that big of an impact, because Donald Trump is such a big force of nature and cult of personality that he is the people want to vote for him. The people want him back in office, because more than anything, we've seen the past 4 years compared to the prior 4 years. And when you look at it in that context, it's not even close. You know, right. Even when you consider the pandemic, Donald Trump, without a vaccine and without treatments, had less people dying in the last year of his term in office than Joe Biden did with a vaccine and treatments during the first year of his term in office. So it is a, even on the issue where Donald Trump could arguably say is the worst, he is 10 times better than anybody, than the Democrats and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's administration was. So I think that Donald Trump is in a really comfortable and really good situation. But the thing we need to worry about is that Donald Trump was pulling way ahead of where the Democrats are pulling way ahead of where Joe Biden was. So if you look at Michigan's Senate race, for example, Joe Biden is pulling up 2, where right now Elisa Slotkin is pulling up 9. So we need to make sure that we're doing work to get Donald Trump the House and the Senate that he needs to be successful. Because if we just expect that electing Donald Trump is going to solve the problem, then we're going to be in a situation where Donald Trump has a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate, and we end up dealing with him being impeached every 6 months over something stupid.
Right. And not being able to get any of his agenda passed in the House and the Senate, get it funded in the House Appropriation Budget Committees. I mean, they could really, really basically neuter his 4-year presidency.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that part's all kind of part and parcel with the normal politics. Anytime you're dealing with a split House from the White House, or the House and Senate being from a different party, there's going to be some obstructionism that is natural. But the thing in the current political environment that I think would be unique is that the weaponization of the impeachment process. We already saw it during his first term. They impeached him once over nonsense, the first time over nonsense, the second time when he was already on his way out of office, they tried to impeach him again. And so they've shown no restraint in trying to use that specific lever. And I fear that if we're not in a situation where Donald Trump has the support that he needs from the House, at least to prevent these impeachments from happening, then the current political climate's only going to get worse and worse. Because if you stack on another 3 or 4 impeachments on top of the current political climate, then things are going to be very, very hot, and it's going to make it really difficult for anybody to have a reasonable conversation anymore.
Well, and as you know, the 2 previous impeachments done in the House only failed in the Senate. But yep, if they end up getting control of the Senate, bigger majority than what they have right now, it's a good possibility the Senate could possibly convict him of the impeachment and cause all kinds of problems.
That is definitely an issue that's on the table, which is why right now my focus, no matter what happens in this primary, is making sure we get the best, that we get good Republicans across the finish line in November, because making sure that Trump has the support that he needs in the White House is going to be critical to make sure that these next 2 years especially don't fall into complete and total chaos and turmoil.
Yeah, absolutely. Final thoughts here before we let you go. Still needing money for the donations, for getting the effort out, gas money, all that kind of stuff. What's the best way for people to do that for you, Josh?
Best way is joshsaul4congress.com, joshsaul4congress.com. And if you can go there, you can see my full platform laid out there. I'm not somebody who tries to hide the ball. I'm upfront and honest and tell you what my platform is. And there's a big red button where you can hit donate and help support the campaign. So we're out on the road. We put about 35,000 miles on my car so far during this campaign, and we're continuing to push. So if anybody wants a chance to meet me or to come to any of my events, we're going to be getting those posted out on Facebook and Twitter. So it'll be available publicly, and you'll be able to come and see us and ask us questions, and hopefully we can have the opportunity to earn your vote, so that way when you fill in that bubble for the primary, you're not just voting against Jack Bergman, you're voting for Josh Saul, so you know that you're sending Northern Michigan values to Washington, D.C.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you giving us the field report. Looking forward to seeing you and the wife and the baby over on Saturday at our event, and appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, you have a good one.
Thank you, sir. On the hour news break of hour number 1, we'll be right back with Todd Smallenberg.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you by Well Connect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at wellconnectsaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, FBI agents have arrested a University of Michigan athletics official on child pornography charges after investigators say he solicited at least one high school student for sex and photographed underage athletes at sporting events. The allegations are contained in a federal criminal